Welcome to Whack Brackets, the one-ply podcast with a 10-ply host. Speaking of that, I am your host, Mike, and I have on a couple of guests to do this bracket, which I probably should have said first. If you didn't know, it is a Letterkenny bracket. We're not going to bracket off the main characters. We're going to pick some of the peripheral characters because they're a little bit of fun, in my opinion, a little more so than the actual main guys. So before we go on to that, I can't do that without guests because I'm pretty boring otherwise, but I have on from the Unearthed Gems podcast, I have on Nan and Chris. How are you gals doing today?
I'm good. I'm ready to get started.
Yeah, I'm ready.
All righty. I tell you what, before we get started, why don't you tell people what you guys do over at Unearthed Gems?
Okay, well, I'll start.
You guys are like, it's funny that you guys did that. It's almost like you practiced that because now you're like McMurray.
And, yeah. And Wayne.
Yeah, you're just like,
You're absolutely right.
So okay, I'll tell you what, we'll let Nan start and then Chris can mop up.
Sounds good. Okay. We watched two episodes of Steven Universe, the animated show, and then we talk about it. And typically that is wrapped up in a whole lot of inside jokes that we talk about and go into, or memories from our past. Basically, the summary of the podcast is that I've never seen the show before, but Chris absolutely loves it.
Yeah. So basically, a couple years ago, I started watching Steven Universe from a suggestion from a couple of people in my friend group at the time. And I had just started cosplaying, so I was like, you know what, I'll go ahead and give it a try. And I absolutely fell in love with it. I felt really connected to a lot of the characters. A lot of the storyline hit home for me. It reminded me a lot of my own life. And I just remember I would call Nan or text Nan and tell her the things that I had learned about myself or about, you know, our childhood and different things like that. And she never watched it. So so now that the DVD collection has come out and we have the opportunity to watch all of it, that's what we're doing. And it's so far, I think that it's been going really well. I super enjoy it.
It has Good. Been. And another thing too is, I mean, we're 10 years apart, so there's not a whole lot that she and I have in common, but this is something that we're able to come together on and learn from each other with.
Well, that's cool. I actually started my first podcast, or I'd say my second podcast, because my first podcast lasted a one episode span. It kind of crashed and burned thanks to COVID. So I did my second podcast with my wife, and we'll probably try to pick that up eventually. But there is some comfort in that back and forth with someone you know really well. And even if you guys have a difference in age, at least you have that bond together. And obviously with my wife, I have a bond. We got a billion kids. We have a whole litter of them over here. So that's kind of comforting.
Yeah.
So it's pretty cool. So
I love Only Stupid Pod. And I give props to both of your shows on our show all the time.
Well, hopefully I can talk my wife into starting it back up. It's really not something that we've stopped purposely. We've just been very busy. My daughter is starting college next year, so it's become just too busy. And my work situation, it's actually a happy mess right now, but it's a mess. So long story short, we'll get back to it. So hopefully we'll at least have one listener other than us. So with all that said, I will tell people if they aren't aware what Whack Brackets are, I'm assuming if you're here, you probably know what we are, but if it's your first time, that's awesome too, and we love to have you. We are like a church. We're open to everyone, or almost everyone. So with that said, what Whack Brackets is we are asking the burning questions you never knew you wanted answered until we ask them. We will bring on fellow podcasters and friends of the show, such as Nan and Chris, to bracket off similar contestants using irreverent and ever-changing questions. So if you guys are ready to go, pitter patter, we'll get at her for this Letterkenny episode.
Yes.
All righty. So first question, we're going to pit Stewart against McMurray, with the question being, which one of these two are more likely to tip an Uber Eats driver poorly? Nan, what do you think?
So I am going with McMurray.
Okay.
Especially if the Uber driver is hot. This is strictly based on that one episode where Stuart and Wayne were drinking together and then they went and played hockey. Yeah. But Stuart was saying that he did not believe in tips. I can't really see McMurray actually tipping anyone, but I think that he actually would, given the opportunity. And like I said, especially if the Uber driver's hot.
Okay, so you think Stuart would tip more poorly?
I don't think that Stuart would tip at all. So I'm still going to go with McMurray.
But if he doesn't tip at all, that's like the poorest tip you can give.
I suppose. I'm still going to champion right. McMurray here. I'm still taking McMurray.
Champion McMurray. What do you think, Chris?
Well, I was going with Stuart.
Okay, this is great. This and is Nan, a fight. I love it.
Nan kind of proved my point. I honestly feel like Stuart is the kind of person who literally would not tip. Obviously, he said that he didn't believe in tipping, but also he seems like one of those people where like it's like ingrained in him that like, why would I tip you? Why? Especially if he was high, which he always is, like, just give me my food and get out. Like, or honestly, he would just like sleep with them, even if they were, you know, if they were hot or whatever. Like, this is your tip, bye. Like, that's it.
So exactly.
So you guys are gonna split right on the first question. So this is good. So this means I'm gonna have to break a tie. For starters, we know before we say anything else, McMurray's a piece of shit.
Yeah.
It's been said 100 times, but the one thing McMurray does seem to have is he does seem to have some money. Mm. He and Miss McMurray, they have a hot tub. They go on a lot of vacations, tusks a wing. And as an ag chair, the one thing that had to strike you when the episode where he and Wayne were going against each other for ag president, particularly, is how boring and how by the books he was. So I think that McMurray's probably, you know, how much am I going to tip 20%? So yeah. I'm thinking that McMurray's a 20% tipper. Now, maybe 15. It depends on what he read that day. But I'm not sure that McMurray's necessarily cheap. Anybody who buys a hot tub doesn't mind wasting money or spending money. So Stuart, on the other hand, the guy seems to have a lot of money regularly, probably from selling drugs and selling illegal cigs on the res. Yeah. But does seem to, at least in ways, open his wallet. Because I remember when he went through rehab or something, and then he came back and he was at some high-end club spending money somewhat freely.
Had that haircut and everything.
Yeah, but still... Still, I'm going. Yeah, he looked pretty good. I'll give him that.
He looked really good.
Yeah, he totally looked not like Stuart. There was an episode relatively recently where he was working out with Jonesy and Shorzy, and he's a little buffer than I gave him credit for. So yeah, he's I think it's funny that a show can take a guy and make him look so scroungy, and then you realize that's not a bad looking dude.
Yeah.
All that said, though, I'm going to have to disagree with you, Nan, because for the reason that you both said is Stuart's not a tipper, but even then, if he is a tipper, I'm not sure how much he is willing to give other people. He does like to spend, but I'm not sure he gives people money. And not only that, there was the time where he rented the ag hall for the rave, I think it was.
Nobody came except Katie.
Yeah. And he took it even out of his own friend's pocket pretty much. And, you know, they're like, where's the money? It's like, I think he's kind of cheap and he's kind of selfish with his money. And I could see Stuart not being a good tipper at all. McMurray, on the other hand, even though I think on the surface he's a piece of shit, we know that, but I think he is too by the book to not at least give the requisite tip. So I am going to let Stuart go on to the next round.
All right.
So Stuart is going to go into the final against either Gail or Glenn. And this one was one that we discussed beforehand, and this would be an interesting one to see where this goes. Which one of these two would be a more interesting character to integrate as a Muppet into Sesame Street? We'll let Chris start this one out.
All right. I think that Glenn, as much as I hate to say this, I feel like it's true. Glenn is just a tad more PC than Gail is.
You're not wrong.
He's a mess of a person. I think we all know that. But I feel like he would be a super fun puppet. Like, you could even, like, make him not a person, and he would still kind of, like, find a way to be Glenn. But I feel like Gale is just, she could only ever be Gale. So I'm gonna go with Glenn on this one.
Okay, so you're going with Glenn. You know what? I'm going to make Nan finish this whack bracket off, because I am going to interject here, and I am going to go with Gale. Mm. And the reason being is because the one thing I love about Sesame Street is they let people be who they are.
That's true.
Now, most parents, I believe, are poor. Isn't that true? I can't recall.
Possibly.
That they let a grown-ass man live in a garbage can. So, yeah.
That's true.
So Gail's going to go in, and she's going to be Gail, which is going to be really awkward when she starts grinding up against Big Bird and Mr. Snuffleupagus. It's going to be a thing of beauty. But I think what would probably happen, my guess is back to Oscar, is that what you're going to see is, first off, we're going to make an assumption. And I know this is probably judging someone, but it's been on pretty good experience. We've seen enough of Oscar the Grouch. He lives in a garbage can. Nobody seems to want to help the guy. I'm under the impression he's homeless, and probably listening to him talk, and he's kind of mean. He's a raging alcoholic is my guess, which is perfect for Gale, because when she opens a bar on Sesame Street, she's going to open Modine's Sesame Street.
Yeah.
And Oscar's going to be there all the time. She's going to have the count work in the bar, counting the number of drinks to make people, to be sure people aren't lit. One vodka. Ha ha ha. So I would find a very interesting to see Gale as a bartender on Sesame Street. You'd have Gordon all shit-faced in the corner. Elmo's parents are drinking at the bar, leaving him alone. It's going to make Sesame Street a lot more interesting show for me as an adult. So I'm going to go with Gale. Glenn, on the other hand, just to give Glenn a little bit of love. He's a great dude. I think he's perfect. Perfect in Letterkenny. But he's somewhat socially repressed. He's outwardly open, but he's definitely got some things going on. I don't need that kind of drama on Sesame Street. We've already got things going on Sesame Street.
You're right.
He's probably going to live with Bert and Ernie, and they're going to be some weird repressed threesome. And I'm done with that. So I'm going to split, and I'm going with my gal, Gale. Mm-hmm. We have a split, Glenn and Gale, Nan. Who are you going to choose?
Okay, so this is really hard, because as you were talking about Oscar the Grouch, all I could think of is how Gale would want to sleep with him.
Yeah.
And then I was thinking, oh my God, Glenn should not be around children at all. So I will tell you, I had an answer for this. And I was really thinking about, like, oh, you know, Sesame Street Muppets versus, like, Labyrinth, you know, kind of Jim Henson Muppets. Because the way that Gale moves, a regular Sesame Street Muppet cannot move that way. It's just going to be arms and head. But her whole body movements makes more sense, like, as a full, like, marionette kind of Labyrinth Jim Henson workshop kind of Muppet. And I'm gonna have to go with Glenn on Sesame Street.
Okay.
I mean, neither of them should be there. But as far as Sesame Street Muppets go, I feel like Glenn would probably make more sense to be there, especially with the alcohol and sex components that Gale would definitely bring in. Glenn should not live there. He'd probably get evicted pretty quick. But yeah, I'm gonna have to go with Glenn.
Okay. Disappointed in your decision, but I totally respect it, because it's what Whack Brackets is. We do nothing but respect one another's decision, regardless of how wrong both of you are. So with all that said, it looks like Glenn is going to go into the final round against Stuart. Mm. So final question, and thank you for keeping me honest, Nan, because much like Dave from the Center Cut kept me and Michael from going off the rails completely, Nan has kept me from going off the rails completely. It's a good thing I have a moral compass. Otherwise, I would be most likely arrested and Whack Brackets would come to a screeching halt. And nobody needs that, especially my family, because I think they love me. I'm not sure if anybody else does, but they do. So, final question. We have Glenn versus Stuart. Final question being, more likely to have strange charges on their credit card. And since you kept me on track, Nan, you get the privilege of answering first. Who do you have?
Well, you were talking about, we could always talk about Stuart's history with the dark web.
Yeah.
But I think first, Glenn would be most likely to have a credit card. And then really, who knows what he would get with it? I mean, that could be literally anything. Short shorts, underwear. I mean, I'm cucumbers. I mean, who really knows? We have no idea what that man could think of. Whereas Stuart would just probably...
A full-size homemade doll of Wayne.
Exactly. that being said, I'm going to have to go with Glenn again.
All right. Glenn, who do you have, Chris? What do you think?
Oh, okay. So I do realize that Stuart probably wouldn't have a credit card. However, I love Stuart so much, so I'm just going to stick with it. I feel like Stuart, like we've already talked about, he goes off and does crazy shit all the time. Like, yeah. Literally, I mean, obviously he sells drugs, but he also buys drugs. obviously he does them. Like you already said, he went to that like nightclub thing. He has rented out the ag department. Like, I'm sure that we're seeing the most normal, quote unquote, I guess, things like in the show that he's spending money on. But I'm sure that even if Rold got a hold of the credit card, maybe there might be some interesting charges on there. So I'm going to go with Stuart.
All righty. So now I have to split this, and that's fine. That's what I'm here to do. That's why I'm paid the big bucks. Pennies and pennies that roll in for this podcast daily, mm-hmm. if that much. So you can make a case for both of these guys. Obviously, Stuart has some oddly deviant dark web behavior. But that being said, the dark web, generally, unless he's buying things from the dark web, he may be surfing illegal stuff. I'm not sure. But if he's buying things, he's most likely using Bitcoin and not necessarily a credit card. Whereas Glenn, the thing we know about Glenn from watching enough of him, is this guy has most likely, and I'm trying not to judge a book by its cover here, but I'm going to judge it a little bit. He seems to have some really repressed sexual energy, particularly towards Wayne. And I'm just going to come out and say it. I think the guy's got some kinky sex shit going on. I'm just going to say it. I think that's where Glenn's headed.
I think we're all in agreement on that.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
So with that said, the thing is sure, you're going to see ag hall charges on Stuart's account. You won't see drugs because that's either going to be Bitcoin or cash. You'll see a lot of video games, I believe, on his account.
Yeah, that's true. Some of those older video games are expensive.
Yeah, but you're not going to see anything strange. You'll just see stuff that's frivolous. Well, I think on Glenn's account, you could be just kind of scrolling through it and you'd be like, well, shit, I didn't even know they made that in a Grimace.
Yeah.
So that's a shout out to Mike from Michael from the Center Cut for that deep reference, physically and referentially. So I'm going to say that Glenn's charges are going to be more interesting than Stuart's charges. So I am going to say, for my money, I'm going to go with Glenn.
All right.
I think that's valid.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, so I would not have picked Glenn in the first round, and I didn't, yet he goes on and wins the WAG brackets, which is par for the course for this show. We don't know where it's going, but we always enjoy where it ends up. So with that said, Glenn, the winner of our Letterkenny WAG bracket, and before I go, I will turn it over to Nan and Chris to tell you guys where you can reach them on all their social media platforms. Chris, we'll let you do start out this time.
Oh, sure. We have a Facebook group. Just make sure to answer all of the questions. It's just Unearthed Gems Podcast on Facebook.
We want to make sure it's a safe place for everyone.
Yes, for sure. If you ever wanted to email us for any reason, we do have an Unearthed Gems podcast email, and that's just unearthedgems@gmail.com. And I'll go ahead and let Nan say all of our other social medias.
Yeah, our Twitter is gems_pod, and our Instagram is unearthedgemspod. Pretty easy. I think we're the only ones out there with that name.
Yeah.
All right. Solid. I love it. You don't see enough of that. Surprisingly, I am lucky enough that I can do the same. I've never run across anybody that has whack brackets on any of the other social media platforms. So you can actually reach me on the Twitters and the Instagrams and the Facebooks. I don't know about the YouTubes. I think I need 100 subscribers to get that on YouTube. So if you got 100 subscribers, please don't steal the name. Nobody wants the name. I've only got 13 listeners anyway. So you're going to really be wasting your time and your one shot at having over 100 subscribers and using a shit name. So congratulations. But I even actually went out recently and I got a Snapchat. I got a whatever. I'm on a bunch of social media platforms I never use. But if you want to reach me, I'm on the Instagrams and the Tweeters. Also, if you want to reach me at email, tell me what I screwed up on this Letterkenny whack bracket, because I know there are some deep, dark Letterkenny fans out there, and they're going to let me know that I screwed something up. Email me. I'll listen to it. Send it to Mike's an idiot at whackbrackets.com. I'll get it. Send it to Unearthed Jim Saves the Show because you're an idiot at whackbrackets.com, and I'll get that too. Long and short is you can send it to anything at whackbrackets.com. But before I go, I would like to thank Nan and Chris. I've had a great time tonight having you guys on, and it has been my pleasure. And I will let you guys say goodbye on the way out the door. So we'll see y'all later.
Thanks for listening, everyone.
Thank you so much for having us. See ya.